one of our big goals as a party is to take the majority of that county board. In the last two cycles, we've gained 4 seats. We're this close to accomplishing that goal, and I think we'll be able to do it in 2022.
And why do you believe that you're the person to lead the party forward? You've served on the party's executive committee as the communications chair. So how has that experience prepared you for the role?
Well, I think communications, especially now with social media and a wide variety of media outlets, are even more important for a political party to express their viewpoints and to accomplish their main goal, which is to get candidates elected.
Speaking of social media, we have definitely seen harsh political rhetoric rising on social media accounts here locally and nationally. How are you going to be able to harness that as a tool for good?
One of my rules when I was communications chair was to never use a story if it couldn't be verified as absolutely true, right? I tried to refrain from opinion pieces or memes. And if I did use those kinds of things, I made it perfectly obvious that those were opinions and not actual news or facts.
Some on the McLean County Republican Party, including Chair Connie Beard and then also Normal Town Council candidate David Blumenschein, have promoted this idea that the election was stolen from President Trump. What does that do for our political rhetoric and understanding of facts locally?
Well, I think it just creates more division and more confusion amongst the residents of McLean County. The fact is, the truth is, Joe Biden won a fair and free election. So when you're not willing to admit that, when you're giving in to the big lie, when you're telling your supporters that this election was somehow stolen from you, then incidents like what happened the other day are predictable, right? And if you ask me, I think it was preventable. They had their opportunity to pursue legal recourses for the election, and it was proven over and over again that Joe Biden won.
I want to get back to your goals for the party.
Sure.
We do know that in McLean County, rural areas remain solidly red. How do you want to make the case of the Democratic Party to those areas?
Well, the same way we would do it in Bloomington or Normal. I think we need to get back to more of a focus on community building. We need, the pandemic hurt us a little bit with that this last cycle. We weren't able to walk doors. We weren't able to walk in neighborhoods. We weren't able to go to pancake breakfast and town meetings and do all those types of things we normally would. So we're going to have to be creative and find a safe way to do that. We're going to use Stacey Abrams and Georgia and all the hundreds of organizers, what they were able to accomplish down there as an example. For years, they've been reaching out to residents in their communities and just having conversations about what was important, what their values are, what they wanted to see from their government. I think we need to do the same thing, and that's my plan. That's what we're gonna start doing.
We do also know that working class voters left the Democratic Party in favor of Donald Trump's populism. Are there specific appeals that you might make to bring them back to the party?
I think when you look back on it, that Donald Trump and his administration and his term left a lot of broken promises. When you give a tax cut to the top 1% and nothing or next to nothing for the working families. When you have a Republican Congress that is willing to only give a $600 check back for COVID relief instead of the $2,000 that could really help, I don't see how that helps working families. And I think the Democrats and the Democrat Party of McLean County could do a better job of getting that message through that traditionally we've been there for the working families and we're going to continue to be moving forward.
And I also want to ask about your plans for leadership for the party. How are you going to be different from Nikita Richards or Eric Rankin or even his predecessor, John Penn?
I think I'm more of a hands-off type of leader. I think I'm more of a leader that tends to empower the people around him. I think I'm more of a leader that is willing to sit back and listen and welcome everybody into the big tent. Not that they didn't do that, but I think each of those chairs fit the purpose, fit what was needed for the party at that time, right? So I think what I'm going to bring to the table that might be a little bit different is to now turn the focus, instead of from the chair, back to the precinct committee people, back to the candidates, back to the people that really make up this party.
That's Patrick Cortese, newly elected chair of the McLean County Democratic Party. I'm Brianna Groh.